Rick Marin, you are the president of the Timmins ATV Club, right?
That is correct, sir.
What did council do for you on Tuesday night?
Council has approved our very first phase one city street access, which brings you from Shirley Street west, including Dalton Road.
How important
So that was a 4.5 year of work. I think it was 3 or 4 presentations later. And I answered every question that they needed to know. I brought them every proof I needed to do. I got all landowners' approval that I needed. We've even contacted TPS, kept them in the loop. Eventually, TPS didn't want to agree with this, but they said it was up to city council. So that's why we concentrated on the city council. We will work with TPS. We will work with the city and try to support everybody, just like all the other communities around us.
So if any problems come up, which I know you do not anticipate, but you're ready to take care of them.
We've had a lot of concerns and complaints, and we have dealt with some major ones. We still have to deal with a few, but I mean, it's nothing that we can't all work together, right?
When does this go into effect?
This will affect as of May 1st. The season starts May 1st to October 31st. So once the season opens for the ATV, that's when these bylaws kick in.
Okay. And what's next?
The next will be hopefully everything goes smooth this year. And October, November, we'll head back to council to see for phase two, which would be about the Schumacher area, and then phase three, South Park, Pine and Nut.
When will the old town of Timmins be part of it?
So this is where I need everyone's help. I have a quad on app. We have trails this way. We need to develop trails that way now. So we need to find proper trails to get to South Porcupine, proper ways of getting there, proper trails that need signage, not swamp, because in the wintertime, it's easy to throw a groomer on top of the snow. But in the summertime, we have to fill in the swamp and the bad trails, right? So I'm looking for volunteers with GPS. I would like to go out there and GPS some trails so we can work on them, get permits on them, get landowners' permits on them, and so on and so forth.
So basically right now, there are no trails between Shirley Street and Schumacher?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
Not developed at all.
Not developed,
but it's not developed yet. It's not on a GPS. It's not searched. It's not worked on.
Okay, so a few more years before you get everything done, but this is a good major first step.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the city businesses and everyone will benefit from this, not just you ATV guys.
Well, that's exactly what we want. Cochrane is the sledding tourism north, and I want Timmins ATV or the Timmins area to become, you know, a destination north for tourism, for ATVing. Anyways, that's my goal.
So hotels, restaurants, whatever.
Gas stations, yes, parts and parts departments, dealers, you know, so on and so forth. So, yes.
Gas stations. Have you seen the price of gas this morning?
No, I fueled everything yesterday.
I should have, because I'm in need of a fill up. It's 183 this morning.
See, I don't. Off topic here. It's a little that they brought it up for April 1st, and they're bringing it up some more. So yeah. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, sorry, get back on topic. Anything you want to add to any of this?
I just want everybody to go out and buy a pass. That's what the bylaw is. You need a pass to use the streets to get to where you're going, and to support the club and support the laws and regulations. And we can expand the whole Timmins area, all the way up to Cochrane, Iroquois Falls and that. So get your quad on app also. It's $5 a year. Everything's on there. And ride safe.
Are passes available now, and where, and
yes,
how much?
Passes are available all year long, and they are worth. Once you buy them, they are good for 1 year. So if you buy May, you're good till next May. We have 27, 28 clubs in Ontario, and they're good. It's an Ontario Federation of ATV Club pass. So if you want to go to Mattawa for the weekend, your pass is good. Your Elliott Lake, actually Elk Lake, Englehart, and Uliskirt are jumping in now. We will be connecting to them. And yeah, your passes are good for all of Ontario.
Where can I buy one?
Right online. It's OFATV. I can send you the link if you want.
Okay.
That's what I've been doing. Or go on our group page. The link is there, one of our posts. Just press on the link and follow the instructions.
So you don't even have to leave your recliner with your feet up to get it passed.
Exactly. You can get daily pass, weekend pass, or yearly pass.
Okay.
Yearly pass, you become automatically a member of the Timmins ATV Club. So we have an AGM every year, which our AGM is June 4th. And you have the right to vote and make decisions.